This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I was talking about Easter and the fact that death is not the end. Today, it says, the Bible says that we live in a tent. Our bodies are actually like tents. They wear out, they sag, they expand, they wrinkle. The joints get creaky, the arteries harden, gravity pulls everything downward, the heart slows down and the eyes grow dim, your teeth fall out. And your arms grow weary. In other words, like your bones break and your muscles weaken. They bulge in the wrong places. So it's evidence that we're getting older. Sooner or later, as we grow old, our bodies will break down and eventually stop working altogether. So we can only slow down that aging process. We can't stop it. Of course, exercise is a great thing. But I have the news, the fact that our body won't last forever. You can eat all the low-carb ice cream you want. But unfortunately, as healthy as you plan to be, it will not stop the fact that you're going to die. The cells of our body are actually programmed to die. The scientific people have terms for this, which I can't pronounce. But each day, the average adult loses 50 to 70 billion cells. So somewhere between 50 to 70 billion of your cells will die before the night's out tonight. So no wonder you need to have a nap sometimes. But we are told in the Bible that we'll one day trade in this body, our tent, for a building. And that's the difference between a tent and a building. I mean, tents are temporary. They can be easily torn and they're meant to be replaced. Whereas a building usually is a strong thing built on a foundation. And someday we're going to give up this tent and replace it with a building that's made by God himself. That's one important thing that the Bible tells us. Death is not the end. It's not reincarnation or evaporation. It's not a trade. It is a trade in. We will trade in our broken down bodies for a new body, because the Apostle Paul describes it like this: it's from God. It's not made with hands. It's eternal. It's heavenly. It's not earthly. So that's what Paul means when he says we know these things. We won't have to live in this body forever. Someday, our tent will be replaced with a building. I think it's an inspiring thought for Easter. He says, meanwhile, we groan. We long to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we're clothed, we will not be naked. For while we're in this tent, there he is mentioning tent again, we groan and we're burdened, because we don't want to be unclothed, but to be clothed with a heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal might be swallowed up by life. That's a great way of putting it. So we know that the day of the resurrection is coming. Easter Sunday will talk about that. It's like putting on an overcoat. Paul says we long to be clothed, and he is talking about an unusual Greek verb that means something to be clothed upon, like something like an overcoat, putting on a coat to cover the body. And so Paul looks forward to the day when Christ will return, and he thinks to himself, I can't wait for that day to come, because I can put on my new resurrection body like I put on an overcoat. He talks about groaning. We groan sometimes, literally, because we might hate going to work, or the dreams that we've got that are not fulfilled, or our bodies break down, or marriages might break up, or our friends disappoint us. We are disappointed. We live in a broken down world. So we look for a better day, a better world, where there are no more things like abuse or cancer or sadness, sickness, and no more death. We are made, of course, for something better than this. It was Dr. Hugh Moorhead, a philosophy professor at Northeastern Illinois University. He once wrote to 250 of the best-known philosophers and intellectuals and scientists, and he asked them, what is the meaning of life? Then he got their responses back and published the response in a book. Some gave their guess the best they could. Others said, well, I don't really know. And a few said, well, when you find out, let us know. But, you know, Easter has something very definite to say, that we are made for a new life and a new body existing with our Lord in heaven. And I think that is the answer for Easter. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of the year. Help us to celebrate Easter in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.